Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Everybody, this is Nadia Angelini subbing for Dee today. I'm also an intuitive life coach. Dee is shooting, which is really exciting, and she misses you guys so much, but I will try to do her justice today and take care of you guys. So those of you that don't know me, you can see more about me at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I have been working together since the early 2000s, and hopefully we can have a great time today. So she has a couple announcements, guys, which is number one, she has her awesome magical creation with Jennifer McLean. They worked like 6 months on this, you guys. And right now it's not on Dee's site, but they have an awesome magicalcreation.com site that you can go to and download that ebook. And then I think they're going to be doing a workshop soon on it. And guys, this is the time. The energy is moving so quick right now that we really want to get a hold of your magical creation abilities. So stay tuned for that. Also, Dee will be here next week, so do not worry. So if you missed her today, she will be here next week. So guys, I am Nadia Angelini, and what I like to focus on today is I usually channel for the energy of the group. I do an energy update for the upcoming months. For those of you that don't know about it, I basically just give the energies that are coming in for the month ahead. I'm sending that out this week, so if you don't subscribe, you can just go to my website, hit subscribe, and you'll get that. I don't send a lot of stuff. I only send the update, guys, every month, just for you guys to help sort of tune to the energies coming in and take advantage of what's coming in of that sort of time period. And that's at intuitionbynadia.com. Okay. So guys, these are the beliefs that I was looking at when I was channeling for this group. So you tell me, this is not for everybody. This is for just in general, the beliefs that I would love to see if you still have this going on, because this is such a powerful group that this is really about the fine tuning of what's really keeping us from moving forward in a quantum way, because the energy of manifestation is quicker than it's ever been. So this fear of the rug being pulled out from under you, like if I, you know, trust that something good's going to happen, I'm going to be disappointed. So basically the belief or expectation of disappointment, okay? So these are the things that we really want to be aware of. The other one is, no matter what I do, it doesn't work for me. So I've tried everything, but it's not working. So these are the two things that came in that I would just love you to search within yourself to say, hey, is this active in me? Because this is a great time to turn it around, and I will hopefully help some of you do that today. In the energy also for this group, particularly who's listening today, there is a massive new beginning, a new creativity, a new way of looking at your life that is available to you right now. And the challenge that in allowing this that came up was this sort of belief of like, I'm waiting for something to happen, or I don't know what to do, or I'm impatient. This sort of energy is just slowing down. It's coming, this new beginning energy. And it's so strong, you guys. So those of you that are looking for new jobs, looking for new places to live, looking for a new solution to a health issue, looking for a new partner, this energy is very ripe and ready right now. It's just very ripe and ready. It just feels very available. And this is in general to the dominant energy of this group. What they want you to open up to, guys, is the sense of unlimited ways that things can come to you, that there's no if you miss a door, there'll be another door and another door. So this is an awareness that there's an unlimited amount of ways that money can come to you, that love can come to you, that solutions and well-being and wellness can come to you, no matter where you are. So wherever you are, you can choose something different. And there's a sense of really empowering you guys today to know that you really do have a choice in what you create. And they're showing me a transition here from like things going wrong, moving into this relaxed, peaceful, receptive state. So that's my intention today, is to whoever I speak with today, I would love to help open you up to a receiving mode of the things that you really, really desire. Because guys, when I tell you these, like even small manifestations, like hearing a song and then going into a store and that song playing, or thinking about an actor and then, you know, the next thing you see is an ad for something, you know, with them in it. Like even these small manifestations, pay attention, because these things are happening really, really, really quickly. Okay. So I love taking callers. So I'm going to jump right into callers. And I also want to say thank you to Steven, because it's so nice to have a producer to screen you guys so I can see who's calling. All right. So let's get this party started with Paul from Toronto. Hey, Paul.
Hey. Hi, Nadia. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
I love what you started with. That's exactly my question, is creating a lot right now and, creating it all gracefully without stress, without fear of, you know, who am I going to be if I create that? Like, let's say I meet a knockout who is perfect for me as a partner in every single way, or, you know, my income triples, or I find a big investment that quadruples. And, you know, to do all that, create all that and receive it peacefully, grace, even talking about it, I feel my heart accelerate. You know, I want to be just so grounded and easy, whether, you know, because things go up and down. So just to ride that out gracefully and easily and feel really secure and at home through all that.
Yeah, and you're very much on your way. And what I love is your awareness that, you know, Abraham Hicks talks about this all the time, of like relax your way there. The more relaxed you are, and this is why faith is important. You know, people talk about faith, but faith is powerful. Faith is just belief, right? So you're relaxed when you have faith that things are going to work out, you know. And, you know, what's happening now for so many people is, if you can get to a place when contrast happens, when life comes at you, and you can go, ooh, this contrast just made me want more. Yay, I have more I can receive now. That's being a master. Does that make sense? So like, ooh, I had to pay for this. I had a flat tire and it was $500 and I wasn't expecting to pay that money. That sucks. You know what? That just asked for more money. So yay, that money's coming back to me. I'm not going to even worry about it. You know, it's like that kind of being able to turn around and pivot when contrast happens. That's what you want to work on. Because for me, with you, you have a really good foundation, Paul. Really strong foundation. But you get rattled.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Like, yeah.
You let this stuff kind of get you. It bugs you, you know. And so that's the thing I would work on, is softening. Just soften it. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's just softening it a little so it doesn't get your goat so much. Those small things.
Yeah.
That's the only thing slowing it down for you.
And how about this? I'm good wherever I am. Like, because, like, no matter what happens, if it comes or it goes temporarily, I'm good already here. I'm already good. So,
yes,
you know, this big windfall is in front of me, but I'm good either way. So there isn't the fear of whatever happens with it, you know, or what, you know, it's like able to create beyond my past ability, but I'm already
beyond
good.
Past your past experience. So,
yeah, past experience.
You know, you're creating beyond what you've created before. And this is what they're showing me for. First of all, you are really ready for love right now. You're in a very good state to be ready to really open your life to loving and being loved. This is a really strong energy. And it seems like you've been working on this, because this is very dominant right now.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Any areas or places to look or be open to that I hadn't considered for love and for friendship?
Yeah, because they're showing me community as well. So they're showing me the sense of like more really being willing to let people in and not guarding yourself from that anymore. You're still in the process of sort of releasing this old patterns with people, you know, with not trusting people. This is something you're still working through, but you're sort of ready to be ready, and it's a really good place for you to be right now. You're right there about to open the door to new things. What I would say to you is that when you make things, when we say the word big, you know, it makes it seem like it's rare or harder to get. So
right.
I would love you to, you know what I mean? So that word gives the energy of a little bit like, oh, it's too big for me, you know? And so what I would love you to do is like, I'm calling in the waves of abundance in perfect timing into my life. Like just waves of abundance feels a little more, less resistance to it or something in that vein as opposed to big.
Like a different shade of color versus something totally different.
Exactly. It's subtle, but your energy, you know, energy is weird. You can feel it when you say the word big money. There's a sense of it's unattainable or it's rare, as opposed to abundance is everywhere and there's available to everyone and I'm ready to receive mine, you know. But the romance is really coming in strong. Yeah,
awesome.
This is coming in strong. Yeah, because I think that when you get in a receiving mode, this is about you not only receiving money, but really receiving the love that you've been asking for. I get emotional. I'm getting emotional with this. Like, I feel like you've never let yourself really be loved in the way you want to be loved, and this is what you're really opening to, and money's a part of that.
Any hints, any hits that you got on where I would find that person?
What I always say is, tell the universe to show them to you, to bring them to you. It's not your job. Your job is to expect them to come.
Yeah.
You know, and my biggest thing is, you know, I'm a Leo, so I'm like, bring my man to me, okay? You know, I was so clear. My husband walked in, when I met my husband, he walked into where I work with his mom. So I always tell that story because I was so clear that I didn't want to go online. I didn't want to go dating. I was over it, okay? I was done. And I was like, bring me my man, I'm done. And so it's like that clarity is what you want. It's like, bring it to me. Show me the way there. I'm ready for it. And then just give the universe the green light and follow the impulses from there. So like if someone invites you or random, you're like, I don't know why I want to go to this. I don't know why I want to go to the museum today. I don't know why. You know, it could be anywhere.
Right.
The universe will find a way. So your job is to just expect it and be ready for it. And every day just go, green light, show me the way there. I'm excited for it. Can't wait for this. I'm so ready.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm excited. Keep me posted on that, Paul, because I love hearing about when things come to fruition. So I would love to hear about it if you could email me.
Thank you.
Because I feel it feels very close.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Next, I have Deborah in Missouri.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah,
how can I help you?
Well, my question is, people talk about empathic people. And my question is, the person I'm really close to had a really sore arm on their, because of a surgery they had on their right arm. And I had got a sore arm on my left. And now the person is coughing. And so now I'm coughing. So my question is, how can I be the observer?
Yeah, I totally get it. So this is a great question, and I love that your awareness of it, too, that you're like, wait a second. You do what I would call what horses and dogs are doing, which is a mirror. You're mirroring energy because you probably learned at a young age that that's how you get love and approval, is by sort of matching who you're around, as opposed to you coming in and dictating what the energy is. Do you feel the difference? So a lot of times when an empath and a people pleaser come together, you get this. So people pleaser, do you know what I mean by that? You want to make sure everyone's happy. You want to make sure everyone's comfortable because you're an empath. And so you can feel when people are uncomfortable. So you got to make everyone comfortable, you know? So there's that. So
that's what you've been doing is, you're in pain. So if I match you, so the only way to remedy this is to decide, I'm going to, before I see a person, any person, before I go into any place, and I do this, I practice this constantly because I have the same thing. Obviously, I relate to you because I've been there and done the exact same thing. And I go, what am I bringing to this? My intention is to uplift. My intention is to connect with the highest part of this person. My intention is to bring, to have this person leave feeling better after I'm around them. Right? So that's the energy that you want to begin to bring. What's interesting is the right arm is the sort of action arm. The left arm is the receiving arm. So clearly you are in the receiving state of this person's state. So I have a question. What's your relationship with this person?
My husband.
There you go. So there is this sense of I'm worried about him. There's sort of lower vibrational thoughts about him, and so you end up matching where he is, right? So what you want to do is go, I want to open to the solution for you, and I know that there's a way to help your arm pain, and we're going to find it, and, you know, sort of hold, because that's who you really are. You're very a light person organically. You're not like a depressed person. You have a lighter energy naturally. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're not somebody that I would be like, you're not a Debbie Downer. Like I feel like you naturally want to uplift. You naturally want to bring a positive energy, but he has a strong energy too. So,
yeah.
So does that make sense? Yeah. So I would set an intention of what you want to bring, and that what I always say, I release whatever's not mine is a great statement. I release whatever's not mine. When you feel yourself starting to take on,
okay.
You know, and then it's a small trick that I do, and actually Dee always taught this in our acting class 20-something years ago. Whenever you're sort of starting to go, because what ends up happening as an empath is you start to go inside yourself, right? Because you're picking up energy.
Yeah.
Focus on them in a physical way. Focus on their eyelashes, on their thing. Focus on something about them that's physical, and it actually gets you out of that mode. It gets you out of a receiving mode. It gets you into like a giving towards them mode. So that's a little small thing. It's just a shift in that energy that I'm trying to help you with. So you don't take on. You're not constantly sort of absorbing.
Right. Okay.
So let me know how that works for you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Okay. But I get it. And you want to make this an asset, not a liability. Right. So you want to be able to feel the energy without taking it on. And the way you do that is by coming in, being very aware of what you're coming to the table with, what you're bringing to the room.
Okay. Does it matter what relationship you have with the person?
Doesn't matter.
This stuff all doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No. Like Dee and I talk, like I am always in charge of what I'm bringing to any room, whether it's a party or whatever it is. And some people are going to be drawn toward me and some people won't, but I'm like, bring me the people that I'm going to resonate with. My husband's like, how do you find the best people in a party? I'm like, cause I already came in knowing what I was looking for, you know, and don't bring me the toxic energy. I don't want that. No, thank you. You know,
right.
I want to have a good time. Yeah. Bring me the people that want to have a good time, you know?
Right.
So that
yeah.
sort of thing.
Right.
That'll be really helpful.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Thanks, Deborah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I hope your arm feels better. I think it will pretty quick once you do.
Okay. It's the cough now. Yeah. It's the cough.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, the cough, by the way, is usually anger. Okay. So just to sit with maybe something like I'm resentful because, you know, I'm picking up your damn cough, you know, maybe something like that. You know, just I would look at any anger if the cough sticks around.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Can
Thanks,
I ask
Deborah.
Another question?
Sure.
Okay. I'm noticing with me when I'm with people and these people aren't awake and I just feel like why am I there? I'm just so into this spiritual stuff so much that to get to me just do physical stuff, it just doesn't make me happy.
Sure. And I totally get that. And what's happening, though, is when you're really connected to your inner being, you will find the resonance of their inner being. You will inspire the resonance of others. Because you know, nobody can break your stride when you're really on a high flying disc. And that's why you need to work on this empathy. What's happening is you will feel good and then you allow other people's energy to sort of dumb yourself down and then you don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay on your high flying disc, you'll find where you resonate. I tell people all the time, I work with people that are atheists, people that are like born again Christians. I can resonate with anyone because guess what? There's humanity. We all get afraid. We all want to be loved. So I seek the humanity. I seek where there's resonance, whether it's our pets we're resonating about. There's always something to resonate. And so that's what you want. When you're on a high flying disc, you'll tune to the part of that person that you resonate with, even if 10 other subjects you don't. And that's what you want to seek.
Okay.
Find me the resonance with their true self. So that's really going to, it's really fun when you start doing that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Deborah.
Okay.
Next, I have Johanna. Hopefully, I said it right, in Santa Fe. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm really excited about what everybody said so far. I'm so delighted you're on. So I have a couple of things, but one thing is that I don't sleep. And this week, it's had a real effect. I've been taking narcotics. And I slept for a couple of days and had a real effect on my energy. And at the same time, I feel like I've really been moving forward. But it also sort of it brings up some fear because I know I have power and I judge that I'm not using it to be well or whatever, you know. Anyway, I wondered if you had anything to say about
this
my
huge shift. So what they're showing me is you have a lot of what I would call survival fear active in your energy. Your body has high cortisol levels. This is physical, but high cortisol levels, you're having like an anxiety. You have low grade anxiety that's happening all the time. And it's keeping your body in a high cortisone state, which means you're not able to calm down, but you've gotten used to it. Are you a high functioning person?
Mm-hmm.
Like A type personality? Because they just feel like you're kind of a badass. Like that's the energy I get. I'm like, this is a badass in life. And then you're like, why can't I sleep? You know what I mean? But you're not recovering and you're not having that. So can you, this feels really old. This has been going on a long time.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was influenced by my father when I was a child, and I just keep going back to that. But during the night. But I thought it was, not to dismiss what you said, I thought it was cortisol, but it's like I'm on hormones.
Cortisol gets released when we feel any anxiety or fear, period, the end. Like there's nothing you can do about it. That's what happens. So you can have other things balanced, so you can balance your dopamine and your serotonin and all that. But that what's happening is what I'm feeling for your body is a fight or flight response. And I think that's obviously where it came from, that you haven't fully released because it's still a little bit stuck in your body. So this is what I was going to recommend to you, okay? Number one, tell your body, and like you would a child, like you would your inner child self, you're safe now. It's all good. I love this bed. Like I would do an appreciation of the bed, feel the pillow. I would do, first of all, during the day, I would be meditating every day as a rule. Every day, learning to quiet your mind and calm your nervous system during the day will set you up in the evening. Okay, so that is an absolute must for you. Okay, absolute must. The second thing is, do you mind giving me your birthday, just the day and the month?
July 22nd.
Okay, there
you go. Hi, Miley.
Yeah, okay, so really deep sensitivity. Obviously, I'm a Leo also. Really deep sensitivity. And there's this sense of you being very hard on yourself. You're very hard on yourself. You're just not, there's a little bit of like, I need to activate that kindness to yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I've been being told that forever. No, again, not to dismiss you, but it's like, I think I'm being kinder to myself, thought. So tell me what the thoughts are so far from being kind on myself.
Sure. But I think what you could do is go in the moments that you're like, oh, I can't sleep, right? You know those moments? So it's okay. I'm going to get the hang of this. My body knows what to do. I'm going to start getting out of my head. My body wants to sleep. You know, there's a great, I talked about it before. I love science and spirituality. So I feel like we need to work with the physical and the spiritual. I think they work hand in hand. A great guy called Andrew Huberman. Okay. And it's free. And he does these podcasts. He's a biologist and a scientist. And he does this whole thing on sleep. He tells you supplements to take, about seeing the sun first thing, all the things you can help to physically do to help support lowering that cortisol level. And I would watch it. It has changed. My husband has horrible sleep. I have amazing sleep typically, but like with my kids and hormones, it was messing with my sleep. So all his things will help you. But the big thing is everyday meditation and everyday going, where can I go? Hey, Johanna, you're doing amazing today. We're going to get the hang of this. Like encouragement, watering the plant of encouragement like you would with a child every day. Small encouragement.
Okay.
It sounds silly,
thank you.
But we don't do that.
No,
we
no.
don't teach ourselves to do that, you know? So, like, because you're doing it really, really well.
Well, I think I'm
kind
always
of the last
doing
hurdle.
Well, but I never acknowledge myself for it because I have, like, really good intentions and I try and study and, you know, all of that. Acknowledge that about myself. And
when you start doing that, go ahead.
The other thing that mm-hmm. I think adds to it is, like, right now I'm in a transition. I just lost, I've lost my home to foreclosure. So I've been moving everything out. Like, I'm 72. I have my two sons. I have all their stuff, all my stuff. I don't
right.
know that's here if I'm going to stay in Florida. But I'm seeing that I don't want to know. Like, there are things I don't know. Like, will I move back to Santa Fe? And then I can see that I don't really want to know that. I just want to deal with what I have now, what I'm dealing with now. And to some degree, I think that that's, you know, a good survival thing, you know, because I am mm-hmm. in such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I see where it's a block. And I want to say one other thing, which is that I have observed how I keep myself in this survival mode to self-sabotage.
I love that
other thing because it's familiar. And so I have seen that. I know I participate in that. So it's like, so I just
want to give you something. I love your acknowledgement. I love your awareness. And I love that they were giving me the right thing. A foreclosure of a home is incredibly triggering and it obviously going to activate feelings of safety and security. So now it's all making sense to me why they gave me that. Right. They want to say to you, the key for your financial freedom and freedom that you seek is knowing your real value. These are the words they're giving me. Like, how do I know my value? My value is, to your point, I'm a really good person. And by the way, you feel energetically so much younger. I got to tell you, when you said 72, I was like, what? Because there's a youthfulness about your energy. I got to tell you. Okay. Like, I don't feel 72. Like, I would have guessed you 20 years younger. To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's really interesting to me because that tells me that your inner being is kind of getting this party started. Your inner beings go, we got a lot more to do, honey. Let's go have some fun now. Like, that's where your inner being is because they're giving me that youthful energy. So I would love you to get in touch with that, you know, get in touch with that energy. You're on your path. You're closer than you think. But I would do the encouragement and go, show me my value. I want to know my value. I want to know how powerful I am. Show me my greatness. These are the things that are going to help sort of deactivate the old stories that you've been telling. And also, I love the exercise of telling a new story. The path is laid out for me. Everything always works out for me. I'm going to be okay. I'm excited to see what comes next. Whatever the new story is, when you start giving energy to where you want to go, after 30 days, it will become dominant. And all that old
yeah.
shit, you're like, oh, what happened? Oh, for 10 years, I wasn't sleeping. All of a sudden, I was sleeping after 30 days. I mean, that's how quick you can turn it around. So please let me know how that goes, because I know how disruptive.
I will. I took your website down. I'll shoot you a note. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people struggle with sleep. So next I have Cheryl in Houston. Hi.
Wow. Hi. So everybody always says this, but this is so true, this call. Literally every person, you answer stuff for me, and I've still got plenty of questions. But
okay.
Holy moly. Okay, so I have noticed, so I was not aware, though Johanna just helped me see it, that I raised myself out of survival, but I wasn't aware that I probably also am still staying in survival. Because it's familiar, but I'm apparently a really good manifester because somehow money is just in my account. I'm not even aware it's coming in, but it's there.
I love it.
And
I mean,
so I think, okay, I have $3 left in the entire world and no more resources and no job and blah, blah. And then I go look and there's $3,000. And I'm like, well, what? I don't have three, but I do have $3,000. And then 2 months later, the same thing happens. So it's great. Yay. But here's what I want. Yeah. And so, but meanwhile, I'm embarrassed to say this when everybody can hear it, I have become a total hermit and so isolative. Mm. I'm a Leo, mind you, and so isolative.
Honey,
I know that I have caused physical damage to my body so that it's difficult to function daily. So meanwhile, I've been thinking the love of my life was going to show up in September, and I was so good with it until like last week. And Dee said, you're not putting it, she didn't say it ugly, I just said, is this still happening? And she's like, you don't believe it's going to happen. And somehow that sunk me worse. And so I'm doing all the creation stuff and telling myself, but I can feel that I'm not believing it, you know. So anyway, can you please help me with receiving money and my love and my health?
Yes, I love all this. First of all, can you tell me what the physical manifestations are?
Extreme weight. I've gotten up to 260 now, and it doesn't seem like it's what I'm eating. It seems like it's the cortisol stuff you were talking about.
Yeah.
And and mainly lack of energy and physical pain in my back when I try to stand and walk. Based on nothing other than an activity.
So, you know, Leo's rule the back, honey. So our back is always the first thing to go out. That's always my back.
I did not know that.
We rule the back. Number one, so many things for you. First of all, I love your energy, Cheryl. And once you tune to your heart, because I get emotional of what a beautiful heart you have, you've been very, very hurt. And you're one of the people that's had so many disappointments. And also there's this weird insecurity about being like I'm too much or people can't handle me. Or
everybody's always told me that. And my mom can handle me.
Okay, so there you
Even
go.
Though my dad was twice as big as me.
But there's that sense. So I definitely have that's still operating. So weight, I've talked about this before, is always protection. Always, always, always.
Yeah.
I'm guarding against, I'm protecting myself.
Except I feel like I don't need that anymore.
No,
that's what's
don't.
So weird.
So the way you let it go. So this is, I love solution. So like, just so you know, I was in the music business when I was very young and, you know, sexual harassment, I was like 13. So I put on like 40 pounds because I was like, because I didn't want to be sexually attractive to people. It made me feel gross. Right.
I did 90 pounds in 90 days the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is about, if I really open up to someone, am I really going to be lovable?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And I am. So how do I get him here?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing they want you to do is go. I'm gonna sound like a broken record. Meditate every day. Okay. And every day. Second thing is I'm letting the weight go. I'm releasing it. I'm ready to be seen for who I am. Bring me the person that's looking for me. Bring me all my soul family. Show me where they are. I have so much love to give. Show me my greatness. Now you feel the energy of the way I'm saying it. You feel how,
yes,
how it starts,
yes,
to, even when me talking it, I can feel the shift in your vibration. You
absolutely
want to connect. You want to,
yeah,
find your people. Guess what? You're like me, honey. I'm not for everyone. Okay? I'm not for everyone, but I don't care. Bring me the people I can help. Bring me the people I resonate with. The ones I don't, bye-bye, go live your best life. And
but can I say something about that?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I'm sorry. So I get this, and I'm like you. I can see everyone's humanity. I can love everybody. That's why I made a job of working with gang leaders and
yeah,
pedophiles and,
yeah,
murderers. I can do that, right? I can love them,
yes,
and see their best.
Yeah.
But the problem is that I think, well, thing I'm looking for a solution for is that the hermiting came from cutting myself off because everybody,
yeah,
does love me and they do want to hang out and I will hang out with the lowliest person and it's like, stop it. Wait for who, you know, it's going to pull you up.
Reflection of you going, my only value is when I'm helping another.
Mm.
I'm only lovable when I'm helping.
Oh, I don't want that to be true. Okay.
No, and it's not true. But this is, by
yeah,
the way, this is my book. I wrote this book. Okay? I wrote,
oh,
it.
Oh,
okay,
I will go find that book. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but
okay.
I did the same thing.
You did, yeah,
so,
I gotcha. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I feel. And my back is about knowing that I will be supported. Instead of, I know I can support another. I have no shit about that.
Right.
But knowing,
yeah,
that someone's got my back, I'll be honest with,
yeah,
you. I've been with my husband 10 years. I have two little boys. I still struggle with being supported because I was a latchkey kid.
Wow.
And, you know, so
okay,
my point is, this is something I still work on of like, I'm always in the expectation that I'm going to be giving more than I'm receiving. And that's something that you're going, I'm ready to receive now. I'm ready to give,
right,
bring me the love, because the more love you get, the more you have to give. That's how Leo's roll.
Yeah.
And
I can see this
picture,
man, right there. But now all of a sudden,
mm-hmm,
I don't believe he's coming.
Oh, he's coming. He's looking for you. So like that. So let me look into the man real quick. Hold on. Okay. So this is two things. You being in your power, this man, mm-hmm, wants real you.
Yeah.
Real chair. In her power, in her badassness, in her. That's what he wants, the strong, powerful woman.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to be small. So as soon,
right,
as you go, I'm owning my bigness, bring it on, that's,
yeah,
when he comes. But he is out looking for you. He is available. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to like it. You're really going to like it. The man,
yay,
got money. The man got money, honey. Have you been asking?
Thank
the
God.
Man got some money. I see a home here. I see like he owns his home. Like there's a sense of, you know, we are queens, honey. We own it. I want to be treated like a queen.
Yeah.
I am a queen. This man lets me be a queen. He sees me as a queen. It's like owning what you want, taking ownership,
mm-hmm,
of it. I'm going to tell you right now, they're showing me travel. They're showing me move, all related.
Yeah, that's all what I envision. That's what I try to create. That's what,
okay,
I work on my creation exercise every day.
Okay, good. Well,
I just
here.
Need to connect
with
you.
That means it's here. It's done. All you got to do is,
okay,
go, I'm ready and expect it. And so if you feel that doubt creep in, if you feel that doubt, that's okay. You go, ooh, that doubt is telling me that I'm thinking a thought that's not in alignment with the truth. Show me the truth. I want to know he's here. I can't wait to meet him. I can't wait to see how the universe figures this out. It's going to be so fun. I got this. And he's going to love you at the weight you are. It doesn't matter. So don't worry about, like, I got to lose weight.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Before I meet,
mm-hmm,
this person. Don't worry about it. Get rid of that. Just go, I'm working on myself. I want to love myself. My intention is to feel better and better in my body every day. I'm giving you the words. Re-listen to this after.
I am.
The stuff,
yeah.
I said.
Right.
Yeah.
Every
because
word.
This,
yeah.
Is, yeah. Because you have.
And what do
the
I
power.
Do about, what do I do about the hormones and the, all that kind of crap that the doctors say there's nothing wrong for the physical energy,
well,
and the.
All that stuff, you're constantly drained and you're not filling your gas tank. When you start feeling better, the cells of your body start to function. Your metabolism will shift. Like everything changes. The better you feel, all of a sudden every solution to every problem will reveal itself. Your hormones are tanked because you're overweight right now. So your body's taking a lot of pressure and heat. to function.
It's not menopause.
You get what I mean?
It's not menopause crap.
I get a yes no. It's like yes no, yes no. But like I'm premenopausal, and you know, it's not affecting me.
Yeah.
Also.
Okay.
You know, because
I'm 57. I turned 57 a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, congrats. So yeah, when's your birthday?
August 6th.
Oh, I'm the 7th. So that's
oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. So anyway, do all those things and let me know how it goes, because if you do, again, it takes 30 days.
Okay.
So you will start feeling a difference after 7.
Awesome.
Days. Yeah.
And
thanks,
I don't
Cheryl.
Need to get hormone supplements or anything? Okay.
I wouldn't right now. I would do the work first and then seek
okay.
out the solution. That's my advice to you.
And I don't have to figure out my own finances. It's going to work out with him.
Yes, but I want you. You never have to figure it out. You just have to go. Bring me the money. Show me the money. We got to
okay.
make it fun for us, honey. Leo's got to make it fun.
Thank
you. We got to make it fun.
Okay,
we got to make
it
a game. All right. Thanks. Cheryl.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
No problem. Next, I have Maria in San Francisco. Hi, Maria.
Good morning. I had a feeling this morning. I'm like, I wonder if Dee's even going to be on today.
And oh, my God. You knew. I love that. Yes, intuition. What can I help you with?
I know. Oh, my God. I spent literally from the morning I woke up yesterday all day. The colony came in. So we're trapping. I was trapping so to help mm-hmm. until we can get further assistance. And
yeah.
I took a break. I was like, I'm done. I'm going for a bike ride.
Good for
I
you.
Had
yeah.
a moment. I'm like, I'm just getting air. I'm looking at the pretty flowers. Got some free books because the lady has free
yes.
books in her front yard, which I love.
Right.
So it was like my destination other than the awesome grocery stores. But then I get a flat tire. So you mentioned flat tires. And then
yes,
I just got I got sick again. I got sick last Sunday. I left for the first time. I like went across town to a festival, came back, got sick.
Yeah.
I can't even go
you
into
know,
details because I feel like too much energy to give the words.
Totally.
Like,
I love it. I love that. That's totally fine. I love it. Maria, I got to tell you, believe it or not, you're doing better than you think. Your energy shift in the past month is happening. I can just feel the difference in you. So don't get discouraged because you're doing really, really well. Okay. You're doing really, really well. They're showing me a little bit of a journey here ahead of you. So the journey ahead of you is, interestingly enough, like I was just saying with Cheryl, there's a sense of really knowing your value. And your big issue is you really don't trust other people. And those are the two things, knowing your value and opening to bringing in people that are really trustworthy to support you in your life are the two things that I think are still a little wonky. Also, you tend to get in your head about things, but you're in the process of sort of moving into much more intuition and much more of this. So they're just showing me you're in process. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's about to completely change even more because I was ready to like literally move everything out of my room, which is stacked with boxes, to deal with
uh-huh.
the ants and try new options, at least in my
right.
space. And then I got like, I couldn't, my body just was not okay. Like I literally can't even tell you what
yeah.
the words are.
Yeah.
Because
and it's
feels
interesting.
Too much for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, and I love that because we don't want to give it more energy. So the ants, what I was
no,
feeling
like
when you were talking,
for me to even like speak it, like
right,
I'm ready
right.
to like go through all my stuff again, and because my family's
right.
leaving for a few weeks, so I have that emotional mm-hmm. space. Finally, I can move
yeah.
out of my room into the living room. That's why there's going to be a shift, and then some things have been like dealt with, and so but then some things that I thought were going to be dealt with, like financially, have like disappeared in communication again.
Well, and that's the thing
is
whenever those things happen,
forward.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Don't let it take you down. Those things, just go bring it in
yeah.
another way, bring in the solution. Like keep focusing there. But what I was feeling around the amps,
yeah,
is the sense of is this still a little bit of this belief of things are happening to me or coming at me that I cannot control.
Yeah, I feel like, again, I spent another day after the last 5 months where the rest of the family's like kind of half-assing trying to help, and it's their actually responsibility.
Right.
It's their house.
I mean, but it's crazy to me that this problem is still happening. I mean, it's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. We have someone that comes, like we get ant problems, massive ant problems every summer, and it's done in one day. So I'm like, so I know there's a solution for you. So it's about really going, what's the energy? What's the gift that the ants are giving you? The ants are here to give you something.
Right.
They're here to tell you something, which is you still think that it's outside of you, but it's all you, honey. It's all you. So as soon as you go, this is me, ants, let's go. Get out. I'm done. Okay.
I said that. I'm like, you are not allowed to be here. I'm like, get out. This is my space. I call the divine in. He's like, wrap your light around my room and everywhere I go and all my things. I was doing that, but it wasn't working.
But it's the belief that things can happen to you. And I don't mean it. This is what you're shifting out of, for lack of a better word, that sort of victim mentality of things happen to me. They happen for no reason. And they don't happen for no reason. You felt suffocated by your family, and now the ants are going, you feel suffocated by us too. So here we are. We're all these things to make you feel suffocated. Yeah. So I love that you're like, I can breathe. Because I will tell you, when I did the original reading for the whole group here, that new beginning energy is right here. Like a really positive new beginning. Keep doing the work. Keep going. How can I get my power back in this situation? What am I choosing from this? Keep doing it, Maria, because you are closer than you think. And I'm telling you, you're on the right track. Don't let these things pull you back and go, it's not working. It is working. These are old manifestations.
Thank you for that.
Okay, so don't worry.
Is it hormonal then? Like, is it hormonal? Is it like thyroid? Or is it like adrenal?
Your body, it's all of it. I got to be honest. It feels like your whole body's in revolt right now. And the way you want to do is go, show me where my power is, spirit. Allow myself, your cells know what to do. The only reason we feel pain or discomfort is because we are blocking energy that we are asking for. So I'm opening to all the energy I've been asking for. I allow my body, I do this before bed if I feel ill or if something's going on. I'm like, bring me the energy that I get out of the way and I release and I let all the energy that I've been calling for my body to come when I sleep. And you'll see how much quicker things resolve. You know?
Okay.
If you watch like kids and animals when they have an illness, like, how quickly it resolves for them because they're not holding shit around it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sick. That's a little part of your story. So writing a new story around the ants are gone. Now, overnight, they're gone. And my body gets better and better every day. And I'm feeling more and more empowered. That's the work for you. Telling a new story. And getting out of the way so your body can.
I want to start holding my breath all the time because of emotions, but also because of COVID, where I wear masks in the house and they don't.
Right.
And they just do whatever they want, go wherever. And it's just like.
Sure. But you need to choose now. Like, and I get it. But when you're in fear of something, the universe doesn't understand no. It just hears COVID. Do you know what I mean? So what you want to do is go, I'm not afraid of it. I'm not creating it. And if I get it, I don't even know I have it because I'm asymptomatic. Like, what do you want to create? You know?
I
want
to breathe.
What
do you want? I want to
breathe.
I want to
disclaimer,
actually. That was part of my question.
Breathing.
I want to disclaimer, like, for the rest of my life. I don't want to have to constantly every morning have to do every protection. It's already there. I don't want to have to, like,
that's right.
spend
but
hours
it is.
Just trying to balance. I want to already
but it
be
is.
There.
It is already there. It is already there. But when you're tuned to your true self, wherever the sickness is, it'll zig and you'll zag, you know? And that's what you have to understand is, like, you know, I always joke because I'm like, I never get sick. I just don't get sick. Why? Because I'm like, oh, hell no. No, thank you, universe. No, thank you. When we got COVID, everyone in my family went down but me. I lost taste and smell. Mm. That was it. My husband was down. All vaccinated and boosted. You know? But I was like, oh, hell no. I can't taste my coffee, but I'm all right. You know what I mean? Like, that was it. And so it's like, but I'm like, because I know I can't go down. For my kids, I can't go down, you know? And so it's kind of like, you go, I'm going to get taken down. that's sort of your expectation. It's going to get me. I'm going to get it. There's too many people
but
here.
I'm just so trying to be aware, like, because I'm not vaccinated. So I'm just like
sure.
trying to deal with all the other stuff first, but also just trying to be cautious. Yeah.
Well, and it's about learning to listen to your intuition. Like, I feel like I should wear a mask here. And going, hey, I'm outside and I'm going for a bike ride. I don't need a mask. I'm in the fresh air. I want the fresh, beautiful air. I'm breathing in. All the air is good for me. Again, set those intentions. Get ahead of what you're doing. Because when we're in fear, we draw things that bring us fearful to us. It's so hard to balance it. I want to feel safe out in the world. And you know, instead of like, I'm afraid, so I'm going to put on a mask. It's like, hey, this makes me feel secure. I can wear this mask and I feel secure. You feel the difference in that. It's the same action. It's not about the action. Mm-hmm. It's about the intention behind it, you know? Well, let me know, and I hope you feel better, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you and everyone.
Thanks, Phoebe. Bye, honey. Next, I have Deeka. Hi, Deeka.
Hi there, Nadia. This must be really precognitive because I just got up and thought, well, I've got to listen to Dee today, you know, and I haven't in a while.
Perfect.
But that's perfect. I have, okay, they're all kind of intertwined here. It's I'm having an issue about disciplining myself, which has gone on for since the lockdowns, and I had to do everything, the exercising, the Qigong over Zoom.
Sure.
And I'm Zoomed out. I'm unvaccinated. I don't believe in that. I don't get sick. But I'm not disciplined with getting down on the floor and doing core exercises. I'll walk, but I won't do the core exercises on the floor. And it's around my stomach. I feel, and I also have a urinary infection, which I've cured myself before. I go to Follow Your Heart. I get Honeypot. I take the herbs. My Life Extensions has worked for me before. This time it didn't, and I'm actually going to a doctor. And I feel bad about that I've succumbed
I want to tell you, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I really want to say this. Medicine is God, too. It's God, too. If we didn't have penicillin, we'd be dead. You know what I mean? Medicine is channeled from God. You know, I suffered urinary tract infections. I had a severe kidney infection when I was 19. I would have died if I didn't get meds. You know, so meds are okay. You need to make peace with it. But everything's God. And it's not what the thing is. It's my thoughts about it. So you're going, I'm something wrong if I can't heal myself. That's what you're hearing, what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah,
I
get that.
Then
you made me feel better about it.
Yeah,
okay,
and that's your path of least resistance, you know. The reason you don't want to do the core exercises, and I totally get that. First of all, walking is great. Walking is fabulous. What you want to do is, what's the goal that you're seeking that you feel like the core is? You just want to feel better about your stomach? You want a stronger core? Is that the issue?
I want to be well, I used to fast regularly, and I was in dance class all the time, and I've sort of given all that up, and I don't know if it's because I'm aging or, but no, the goal is to be youthful, drop about 30 pounds. I mean, I'm only 29, but for me, I'm 5'4". That's too much.
No, that's
so.
That's
I want to be.
I weigh 127. I weigh 127, and I'm thin. But I think that what you want to do is feel strong. You want to feel fit. You want to feel powerful. You want to feel good in your body. Yeah.
And I want my body to be coordinated and be able to move with balance.
So what you want to do is first get ahead of it. Tell a story. Show me the exercises that I'm going to love doing that are going to be great for my body. Here's my intention. Here's what I want to create in my body. And because it just feels like you're not giving clarity of direction. That's what they're giving me. They're going, it's all here, but you're going, it has to be this way. And they're like, no, it doesn't. You can find a way that you enjoy it and get the same results. So that would be my intention, is doing core exercises before, you just don't like it. You just don't enjoy it. It's not fun for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So bring me the things that are fun. Bring me the areas. I would start, they're showing me like a group, almost like meditation yoga vibe that you could meet outside.
But a group? Outside,
like
yeah.
Outside,
oh, I love it.
Like,
well, nature
yeah,
heals
some,
me. I mean, if I'm outside,
yeah,
I'm real cool. But
something like that.
Okay,
like,
well, I will look for that.
Movement.
Okay, and then the next one is I've written two really great fictional, strong stories. And I have a program called Dragon Voice because I don't type. I mean, I'm not very fast. I'm not very good at it. And I'm absolutely petrified over technology. I just look at it and then I'll stop.
So
the same thing with this iPhone. I just don't, you know, want to be one of those people who has my nose in it and they're crossing the street with these phones. I just
want to
be live.
But what I'm saying
live.
To you is focus on what you do want. So if you need technology, bring me the support and the help because I don't enjoy this and that's okay. Like my website, I hire someone, honey. I don't want to do my website. Okay, that's all right. I'm going to outsource. So show me the support and the help I need. And instead of I don't want to be in my cell phone, I want to be enjoying life. I want to be taking it all in. You feel the difference. You're saying, again, the same thing, but your focus is on what you don't want.
What am I
don't
want? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks, Zika. Sorry I have to cut you off because we're at the end of the show here. I'm already over.
Oh, no, that's great. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Thanks,
you're a visionary. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys, thank you so much. If I didn't get to you, I will be live on my Blog Talk Radio show, blogtalkradio.com/intuition by Nadia. And I will be there on September 3rd next weekend, guys. So have an amazing day, and I hope I was helpful.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.